extremely challenging. That's how Housing Minister James Brown described the difficulties for the government in reaching its 41,000 home completion target this year. Today, the latest data has been published, and our economics and public affairs editor David Murphy has been crunching the numbers. What is the Central Statistics Office saying, David?
Well, on the face of it, it looks quite encouraging because there's a 35% increase in the number of homes built in the second quarter of this year. That's April, May and June. It means so far this year there's been about 15,000 homes built in the first 6 months of the year. That compares to around 30,000 for all of last year. Now, the CSO figures show there's been a big increase in apartments in the second quarter of this year. They're more than doubled than they were the same period last year. The number of houses built is up 17%, and the number of single dwellings is up 13%.
That 35% figure really does stand out. I mean, can you tell yet whether that's a trend or a blip?
We can't really tell whether or not it's a trend or a blip. The only thing is that as well as the completion figures, there have been commencement figures showing, you know, where the plans are underway to build homes. And that shows a much more dismal picture for apartments. So perhaps it is a blip in terms of apartments. It's probably too early to say. But obviously the government will be holding on to this little bit of good news in terms of the second quarter.
But the what the minister said in May on primetime, extremely challenging, hitting that 41,000 figure still seems unlikely.
Yeah. So broadly speaking, 15,000 homes built in the first half of this year. If that tracked out for the full year, they'd build 30,000. That'd be the same as last year. They need to be building more than 50,000 to have any impact in terms of the shortfall of housing, in terms of population growth, pent-up demand and homelessness.
OK, changing tack now. The Governing Council of the European Central Bank is meeting this lunchtime to consider interest rates. We've had 8 cuts so far this year. What's the mood music like now?
Well, we've just had the statement out and it says there is going to be no cut this month. So attention will now turn to the September meeting. Will there be a further cut there? That could possibly be the last or second last cut this year. Currently, interest rates for the moment are left at 2%.
David Murphy, our economics and public affairs editor, thank you very much for joining us. Coming up after the break, a hosepipe ban.